What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Friday morning here on 96.5 The Fan.
Bob God, back. I wish it was a Friday morning.
I do, man. That sounds awesome.
Skipping Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, baby.
Yep, straight to Friday.
Rolling into Friday already, man.
Feels like it.
It's going to feel like it at the end of the week, I'll tell you, with all the storm weather that we got rolling through today.
We need the rain, damn it.
No, we definitely do.
At that point in my life.
I was just saying, you've jumped the shark early in life. If at 37 years old, you're going, I think we need the rain, because I got a text from Josh last night. He goes, well, somebody fired up the lawnmower trying to beat the rain out here at like 7 o'clock at night. Through the neighborhood, trying to cut your grass.
Sometimes I'm earlier. On the back patio and I feel like Bill Paxton from the movie Twister. Pick up some grass and like let it go in the air. And I'm like, rain.
Yep.
You know,
I don't need that anymore. I got a dog now who tells you hours before this thing is happening that we are going to get rain.
Poor Winnie's going to have a tough couple days.
Oh, it's going to be brutal. I feel bad for her and I don't know what to do. Like, we've given her anxiety medicine, you know, to try to calm her down a little bit. But last night she was like wedged between the bed and the wall to try to get protection from these storms. Sometimes she ends up in the bathtub and, you know, just kind of looking for protection and safety and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, nothing's going to bother you. It's going to be okay. But she gets so scared and like just tries to hide in all these places because of the rain. And then it does. It happens. And then, you know, she doesn't come out for 3 days.
You got to put like a Benadryl in a Cheeto or something like that.
Yeah, we've got some medicine for her, you know, that she eats. But it like takes 3 hours apparently to kick in. And she, you know, spits it out, eats the cheese, spits it out, eats the cheese. About third or fourth time, she finally takes the pill.
Shedeur Sanders had a great weekend.
He did.
Looks like a pro.
Yep.
Shocked Browns coaches with precision and accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
Sanders reportedly was throwing the ball with a touch of a 10-year NFL veteran.
Right.
Better believe it.
I also saw a headline that even if your guy Aaron Rodgers signs with Pittsburgh, Mason Rudolph is still going to be ahead of Aaron Rodgers on the depth chart.
Do they want to have an explosion early? Read the room, guys. If he's your quarterback on your roster, he's starting for your team.
Could you imagine, though, like Mike Tomlin makes him the backup? How great that would be if Aaron Rodgers signed there and Mike Tomlin goes, Mason Rudolph's going to be our starter today. And you start him against the Jets in week one. The TV networks would bail on that game fast.
Man. So who plays more games this year, Aaron Rodgers or Shedeur Sanders?
Rodgers.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
I'm going to say Rodgers, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say Rodgers for sure.
I think so. Either in New Orleans or Pittsburgh. We don't know which one, but one or the other. Probably Pittsburgh, but I think Aaron Rodgers plays more games.
I'd be shocked if Sanders plays this year.
That bad, huh?
Do you think he's going to be that bad, or they just have enough options to get him through where they don't have to play?
Yeah, I don't think he should play this year. Yeah, I think they have options. Yeah.
They have options, not great options, but they've got options. But I see what you're. I'm with you. Like,
yeah.
If you could let this guy sit all year, Mahomesian style,
yes.
Go for it. There's
what's going to happen this year on the Browns with Shedeur Sanders? Really, what are we going to learn this season?
Nah, well, just sit out. It may ultimately hurt him
exactly
in the NFL, yes. And those are the things that you have to consider. Like, is this guy ready to be the starting quarterback in the NFL? Oof. Most people would probably say no. You've got 37-year-old Joe Flacco out there. Mm-hmm. Who's his backup? They've got somebody else.
Yes, they do.
Kenny Pickett is who they have. So you've got two guys that have played a very long time in you know, the NFL combined, obviously. Just let Shedeur Sanders hang out. There's no reason. Then you got Giovanni Cavazzi or whoever they drafted there ahead of Shedeur Sanders. So, I mean,
Dylan Gabriel, who's like older than me.
Yeah. Like you got dudes on your roster.
And you're taller.
You may be taller than that guy. He is tiny. Who do you think plays more this year, Shedeur Sanders, or do you think his running mate, Travis Hunter, has more opportunity this year? Because they're showing him in a bad light over the weekend. Oof. He can't catch things falling out of the sky and ran a bad route, and everybody's like losing their minds over this.
He sneezes weird. He walks different. Rookie camp in full force.
I think we know what Rob's going to say later today.
He's washed by Travis Hunter already. Already.
Already.
I don't know, Carrington. I saw this Travis Hunter try to catch batons that were falling from the sky. He couldn't do it. He's washed.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jose Alvarado. Tough weekend for you, too.
Yeah, that guy had a tough weekend, too.
And gone.
Yeah, see you later. 80 games and no postseason. Take care of yourself.
Have a good one, buddy. Yeah. Might as well. Golly.
So, yeah, good stuff from the rookie minicamps all over the place, man.
Yeah, you guys act like sports don't ever, like, or that they go away in the summer. Not many at rookie camp.
Yeah, rookie
minicamp.
Where
everybody is immediately just, like, immediately focused in on, like, all I saw this weekend. Outside of baseball, the journalism won the race.
Yeah. I totally forgot that was taking place this weekend.
Well, dude, that's on horse racing.
Yeah, it really is.
Because they build up the Kentucky Derby like it's the Super Bowl, which it is.
It is.
And then it's like, you have another opportunity, like, I think it's like 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later.
2 weeks later, you'd be like, hey, you get Preakness and the Stakes, like, back to back. Like, there's a week off, and then you get bang, bang. And it's like, everyone was like, oh, yeah, journalism, horse, duh.
Yeah, but the guy who won the Kentucky Derby didn't race in the Preakness, so it just kind of killed the whole vibe of potentially going for a Triple Crown. So, like, why are we even going to pay attention, you know, to this race? I completely forgot it was going on. Totally forgot it was on.
I think the jockey was in the transfer portal.
Oh, was he? Yeah. For the horse in the Kentucky Derby that won? All right, fair enough. That's good.
Battling
best like horseradish.
Yeah.
Where to put, Brandon, don't you dare. Imagine a horse with a Quick Trip sticker on his ass.
Oh, yeah, I'd like that.
That's just not right. It's literally just a sticker.
Right.
He's getting whipped with a feather whip the entire race. No, mm-hmm. I didn't even know what was going on. I saw the call was like great or whatever. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I got a text from somebody. It said a win for journalism. I'm like, what happened?
Somebody wrote a good piece.
And I'm like, did you send a link? I'm like waiting for the – I'm like – and it was like they thought I was being typical Bob, like I was, you know, pulling their leg type
smart
stuff.
Alec,
and
yeah.
I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about, man. Like the previous, I'm like, oh, totally forgot about that race being run this weekend.
I wanted to tell you, I don't know who won the Kentucky Derby.
I can't remember right now. Affirm, was it? Or,
no idea.
Aftermath? Or
I watched it at the bar.
Morning After? Or, I mean, I honest to God couldn't tell you who won. It was something that was like related to journalism, though, because people were mocking it or something like that. Was it something with an A? Hell if I know. But I know that horse didn't race in the Kentucky Derby or in the Preakness, and so there's no reason to have that conversation.
Yeah. Soon to be Destiny?
Is that what it was?
I don't know. Somebody will have it on the text.
Sovereignty. Yeah, that's what it was. I knew it started with an A.
I was way off. God, what else? Okay, so how about, did you guys experience any of this with Spectrum going out on Saturday?
I have no idea what you mean. I don't have Spectrum, so I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was out of town. Yeah, I was chilling.
Okay, so this happened Saturday around 3:30 Lee Summit time, right? Had plans to go do stuff. Was going to watch, you know, the game or whatever. So I wasn't watching this horse race whether or not I wanted to or not. Apparently, I don't know this to be true. I'm sure the text line can bring this up. Either Spectrum got hacked or somebody found out like a spot and cut the cord.
Oh.
And
oh,
like power outage all throughout the city. So couple buddies of mine, they went and ate at Earl's Premier.
Mm-hmm. Been there. Good spot. Great awesome. Spot, yeah.
It's like a tornado hit Maine and this bar and brought it over here like Wizard of Oz style and planted it right in the middle of the Brookside area.
Yeah.
Fantastic place.
It is. It's wonderful.
And so they were there, and they said, you know, their things went down. They were doing the old school swipe of
the
car.
Oh, they were? Okay.
Yeah. So then...
Oh, I was thinking Spectrum TV, but cable, internet, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So right, had Google Fiber... You were winning in downtown Lee's Summit. Mm-hmm. So then we started calling these places because we're like, well, we don't have cable and internet. Let's go downtown and watch a game on the TV or something like that. Turns out, can't call down there. Nobody has. So you find out who has Spectrum by calling.
Right.
Straight to voicemail. My buddy who owns the Red Door. I'm like, hey, man, are you experienced? He's like, yep. I have he literally had, I'm not kidding, a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet of everybody that came in that left him their information so he could like call them the next day and be like, okay.
And process the cards and stuff like that. Oh my gosh. When you said they had the swiper still, I'm like, I can't believe people still have those lying around.
Went out completely. So like in the city, in the area, just nothing. Like
how long was it out for?
Shoot. I don't know. They said it was going to be out until at least 9 p.m.
Okay. That's real good for businesses and restaurants and all that kind of stuff.
Brutal.
Wow.
I never understood like how great it is to just always have cash on you.
Right.
FYI. Lesson learned. Like, go to the ATM once a week, withdraw whatever you need to have, and just have it on you.
You have cash on you. You sound like my father-in-law. Cash is king, right?
No
and
doubt.
Ask for a discount,
it
too,
was
because
crazy.
Most places will give you a cash discount. Yeah. About 10% or so, if you ask them for it, they'll give you that discount.
Yeah,
so you
Spectrum
can save some
goes
money.
Out, man.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
that's why they
tough.
Showed that pirate ship that wrecked against. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
What was that about? Like, this is all this. Just the weekend was crazy.
That pirate ship hitting the Brooklyn Bridge was insane. Wow. I mean, I was down rabbit holes with my buddy the other day about that.
The sails, like, holding on. I'm like, why are you here, first off?
Yeah, well, they were. Apparently, somebody said, and I read this, and I don't know. They said they were celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States, the 250th birthday of the United States. Our birthday, 1776.
July 4th.
Right, and it's also 2025, so we would not be celebrating the 250th anniversary until next year, right?
It's
that's kind of the way that I look
that's
at it.
That's horseradish.
You do the math. It's 25, it's 76. We're not there yet to celebrate the 250th birthday of the United States of freedom, but by God, let's do a parade up a river, and like, aren't we going to learn, like, didn't we learn from that boat in Baltimore last year that, like, you better not hit bridges.
Forgot
and things
that.
Of that nature. The Suez Canal thing that got stuck 2 years ago, and we blame that for everything that was taking place for about a year. And then you've got this big mast of it. There were people on that mast, like, lit on fire.
It was daytime. the bridge came out of nowhere at night. Like, the Brooklyn Bridge is lit up. Like, Brooklyn Bridge, probably one of the most identified bridges there are. Like, Golden Gate, Brooklyn Bridge.
Here comes a bridge. It doesn't look like we're going to clear it, Jim. Go for it.
Look out, Jim.
Look out, Jim. It's a bridge. Ah!
And then you got...
Yes. And all these people are on these masts holding hands.
Like,
what the hell?
I think that was Chris Columbus coming back to get his holiday back. Take away my Monday.
I mean, my God. I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. That was weird.
And then Sunday was perfect. PGA champion.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Championship Sunday. Game seven that failed us all.
Two game sevens, two turds.
Yeah, just the ooh, sad trumpet sound. That Oklahoma City Thunder game and Nuggets game, terrible.
Terrible.
Didn't need to watch the second half. It was like, at one point it got to like almost 30. I think it was 30.
It was at one point, yeah.
And the Royals won.
And the Royals won. Hey, got a win yesterday. But hey, finally. Guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.